Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
I love
it's a wild night.
So present.
It's
going to
be
yes,
a wild night.
Ooh, okay. For any of you that are wanting to send in questions, we ask you to try to keep them on topic. If they're not on topic, if time allows, we'll answer them. And Squirrel, tell them where to send them.
Send them to me, please, at Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net.
Okay, perfect. All right, tonight's show. Exploring the limits and no limits of human consciousness. Can there be anything more exciting than pushing the boundaries, exploring beyond what we believe to be possible or probable? We are still challenged with the belief that we are limited by this circumstance or that. Not true at all. When we remove the self-imposed shackles of our own belief system, we are free to fly into new and unexplored territory, which you're going to see some examples of tonight. Let's do some flying tonight. Let's explore other possibilities for and of this lifetime. Remember, this is why we came, and it is. And Squirrel, we're going to ask you to share some astrology.
Well, you know, the astrology fits, seems to always fit with the theme, Jackie. I love
I know,
that.
I don't know how this happens. I promise I don't.
It's synchronicity, you know? I love it. Anyway, so this comes from Astro Sparkles. It's one of my favorite reads. And what she says is that yesterday's energy is still consistent and present today with one key new feature, and that's about how are you feeling about everything. The Sun and Mars are conjunct, so that's a lot of fiery energy in Aries, inspiring a lot of passion and the go, while Venus and Neptune are about to exact their sextile, which is full of sweet nothings. And hopefully something nice connected with at least one of the five senses. So pay attention, everyone. The moon has
wait a minute, when is that happening?
It's now.
Oh, okay.
I know. I mean, you feel kind of, I mean, things are just sort of bubbling up, right?
Absolutely.
The moon,
go ahead.
Yeah. Another big player, the moon moved into Leo, and Leo is a big, you know, kind of self type of energy. It's more fire energy. So we've got Aries and Leo with the fire. And it's also about the self. So it's very ego-centered, as is the sun. There's, you can't get away from it. But Leo also gives us another message. And that message is to remember to get out and play.
Oh, God.
Everyone, get out and play this weekend. Have some fun.
I need to
fun,
have
fun,
that
fun.
Tattooed on something. Yes.
I think so. I'll call and remind you, I promise.
Thank you so much. I'm getting lots of reminders lately. Okay. I have some wonderful sharings for you that, as always, okay, with the subject of a show, everything shows up in perfect order. And I just want to say, the show really, I decided to do the show or the team or us or we or whatever. I spent a whole dream time with my wonderful friend, Dr. John Mack, who, for those of you that do not know, crossed over in September of 2004. And, very famous man, Pulitzer Prize winner, professor of psychiatry at Harvard, the Harvard Medical School, and spent the last 10 years of his career working with the abduction phenomena. They tried to drum him out of Harvard and were not successful. Brilliant man, but he was all about consciousness. And very much exploring the and pushing the boundaries of human consciousness. He was driven by that, and that was his life's motto. Absolutely. So that, for me, when that happens, it sets up an energy of just incredible sweetness, because, I don't know that, I know I work with him in the dream time, but this is different when it's personal between the two of us, and there's just this wonderful sense. I wake up in the morning and I just am so filled with love. So, at any rate, the limit, no limit was, you know, as I personally experience these things outside of time, in no time, it is so moving for me. And then I got these wonderful, wonderful sharings. And I think this one actually happened in a session, although I wasn't present. I didn't get the notes until after I wrote the show announcement. And the reason I share these with people is because in so many cases, I get so much feedback from people that in sharing these experiences with people, it stimulates something in them, in their own life, and in ways for them to expand themselves. This happened during a session this week. Here is the information that I shared with the team today. After the show 2 weeks ago, I had the most amazing breakthrough. Hearing you read the information that I had shared took me to a whole new level of understanding. As I mentioned, as a child, I traveled out a golden cord to a place of pure love, only to be sent back into my earth body. I remember being reluctant to leave. The team had told me in previous sessions that I had disconnected from the goddess. I had never been able to quite understand this. As I listened to you read my notes, I realized that my child, me, had felt abandoned, left alone, and no longer attached to the greatest love she had known. There it was, my missing link, the abandoned piece. As a child, I was painfully shy, sick, and fearful a lot of the time. I loved my parents, but a different kind of love from what I really longed for. I wasn't happy, and as I grew older, in order to feel loved, my identity became one of achievement, and I learned to seek approval from what I did and not from who I was. And so it is on Earth for most of us. As I processed this information over a few days and nights, I realized how hard it was to come to Earth, and for a young child carrying the memories of the love of the goddess. Sorry, this made me cry. A huge breakthrough for me. I have worked with my magical child. She is back within me, delighted and understands her role. The child within us truly carries so much magic. The love within has returned, as has her love and magic. I check in on her often to see where she is. A couple of days ago, as I awoke and checked in, to my amazement, my magical child was meeting with a very young Kim Jong-un, North Korea's young leader. She was explaining about the golden cord and the connection to the goddess to him. She was telling him that he could be a great leader someday if he shared the love of the goddess. A great leader very different from the way he and his countrymen have been brought up. We will continue to work with him out of time and space. She is so magical and confident. I've gone through a major shift, and those around me are reflecting this back to me in many ways. My friends are friendlier, warm, and open. I know that through this experience, I have rewritten my life, and everything will be different. In love and gratitude, Janet.
That is so beautiful.
And Janet, as always, I love you for these sharings because they're so important. I want to take a few minutes here as well. It's really important that, and I've talked about this before, spreading light and love and hope in North Korea. We can do this meditatively. It only takes a few moments. You know, as one, two, three times a day. The other thing is, and I really got this when I was doing this work today on North Korea, so many people there are hungry, and giving them hope that there will be food, there will be sustenance. And it really struck me that you cannot control or stop a country that's hungry. You feed them first. And and whether you feed them love, light, food, we need to feed them. I've also spent a lot of time working with the people who were injured in Boston, those that witnessed it, the families of those who lost limbs, who died, those that were observers of this horrendously shocking experience, which can be very, very traumatic to humans. Okay. And also to those that, and working in love with those that did this, because they are, I really feel that they're very injured and wanting retribution in some way or recognition. I would not be surprised if they weren't vets themselves, coming out of either Afghanistan or Iraq, or even Vietnam. However, I know that they're in need of love as well. As humans, we want to blame and punish, but that's not the answer, and that's not why we came. We came to bring healing to everyone and everything. So take time if you can, and you'll know how long to do it, and you'll know how often to do it. We can help others this way. It's really important for us to remember that. I think Janet, working with Kim Jong-young, I was so fascinated that her child was doing this and Janet didn't know. And when we talk about, pushing the limits and no limits of consciousness, this to me is a perfect example. I have another one that's long, but powerful because it goes to a different part of our experiences and our understandings, especially of the reptilians. This is absolutely beautiful. And hopefully I cut and pasted it all in order. Dear Jackie and team, I've been working with my shadow on my repressed anger and rage and also healing the child within an adolescent. Today I hit something in my frontal lobe and third eye became so painful. Would you be willing to assist me with this lockdown that happens? There was so much pain, I'm not sure if I'm moving through this or not because the pain is still there. Seems to be never-ending depth to it in my heart, such deep sorrow. I sometimes wonder how my body can hold so much pain and hurt energy. Sometimes I feel like shutting down, though I did decide and chose to move through this. I've chosen to pull myself out of victim, though not always clear when it is victim. Sure is challenging to breathe and feels like a fist is in my solar plexus. I know you're supporting me and I'm so grateful. I am striving to let love in and release the resistance that causes pain. Perhaps that is why my eyes leak. Would you be willing to assist me with this resistance and lifting of emotional energies? Feels like a cloud around me. And to see light would be helpful. This is my response, and I'm trying not to use names because I didn't get permission on this one. And okay, I know she doesn't mind, but I don't know about using names on this. Perhaps you are mourning, this is my response to her, perhaps you are mourning so much disharmony of Earth and the cosmos. Maybe you are bigger than you realize and you need to celebrate who you are. Allow the emotion to flow through you, thinking, I am clearing for myself and so many others. A different approach. One in which you're not broken, but loving and doing what you believe you can do for yourself and others. Of course, support is on the way, but believe in your choices to heal for others, and also think of the pain that the reptilians carry, thought of as bad and scary, there are so many that are loving and caring. Think about this one. Thank you, Jackie. Your words and energy from the words have touched me deeply and shifted my perception. The emotions are still flowing as best as I allow. Been working with the adolescent and child within. The anger and shame I feel flows into deep hurt. Seems very mourning now for this past week I cry. And now I honor my moments of deep sorrow and reconnection. The challenge in these moments, I'm not sure if it is me, child, or adolescent. Perhaps it doesn't matter. It feels somewhere within I am reconnecting to love and light. Something from so long, long ago, when I think of the reptilians, feels like creation and destruction together. So very strange. I pray for understanding of this. I have such an unexplainable love for them and me, and yet an anger and fear also. To overcome some of my fear, I asked if I could touch one. Their skin was so soft, what a surprise, and my heart wept with joy. Yesterday in my meditation, I was in my second chakra. In my experience, I saw a cylinder rising within. The top of it was closed. Felt like it was coming right from my pubic bone. It was silver and smooth to the touch. I looked with curiosity and wonder. I did go to the fear first, kind of looked like a penis. Is that weird? Have you ever seen anything like that? Then a memory of what someone told me, that if you find something metallic within, it's a controlling device. I think there's something beautiful about this vision I had. However, confusion also. I continue to rise, expand, and stretch, and the big one, trust. To remember I am not broken and allow emotions and memories to rise and show me the beliefs to be changed. When I rise up and look, wow, what a job. Somewhere within, at times, I feel this elder being, so loving and kind, filled with light and magical powers. A version of myself as spirit, reptilian, human, and others. I chose. I decide this time. And this time we work lovingly and comfortably together. In this moment, it is a great honor, and I am humbled. Then she said, thank you for the note you sent me. I read it every morning to remind me. And that was that she's more, instead of thinking that she's broken, thinking of how powerful she is. These are, to me, incredible examples of no limit consciousness. This is where we're going into realms that we couldn't even imagine just a short time ago. And from my perspective, as the observer, doing these sessions every day. And I get all the emails, and bless you, you know, I do everything I can to help as many people, and besides, it's my job. With a capital Y. To support everybody through their experiences, because people are having experiences, so many of them, that they don't totally understand. And yet they're opening to understand. They're attempting to understand, to work with the energies, to work with the feelings. We've been so convinced that we're broken, so convinced that, you know, this goes back to all the religious stuff about being sinners and being bad, and to come up and out of that, you know, for the person with their reptilian experiences, there's been so much fear around the reptilians for so long. They're going through their own healing, as are, is every race. We're all races are in the process of ascending to another level. We're going with them. And we've all had lifetimes as different races. It can create conflict, you know, were we all reptilian at one time? I don't have the answer to that. And, you know, my answer would always be, it doesn't really matter.
I guess not.
Huh? I'm sorry?
I guess it doesn't really, does it?
Well, I'll put it this way. Let's say you're a bigot in this life. Not you, Squirrel, but anyone is a bigot in
right.
this lifetime. Okay? And if
mm-hmm.
you told them that they had been a poor black man in the South, they would probably shoot you because of their current bigotry. Because of our slanted viewpoints on things in this lifetime, some can handle it, some can't.
I see.
Some can say, of course, I've explored every aspect of the cosmos. Why not? You know, somebody once said to me, about someone who was really struggling with their darkness and in this lifetime, and it was a channel, and she said, you know, he's just experiencing himself as separate from his source as he can be. And I thought that was so profound, without any judgment whatsoever, that it was just an experience. And if we can go to that level of acceptance, that's pretty profound. So I also want to say, don't compare yourself to these people. If you're not having these big, profound experiences, that doesn't mean that you won't, or that you won't have them in your own way. You know, some people like to surf the great big waves, and some people like to just get in the water a little bit and feel the little bitty waves. It doesn't mean that you can't have fun with the little waves, as the other person has the excitement with the great big waves. You know, surfing with the, you know, the sharks running through the wave. You know, I see pictures of that and think, oh, no way.
Oh, no, I don't go in the ocean since I saw Jaws. Are you kidding me?
I want to thank the people that shared their experiences. And I'm also very excited and honored to have people that do share with myself and the team. And all of you are on such an exciting journey, whether you're focused on changing core beliefs with Bonnie's work or in working on intentions or exploring with healing of your child and adolescent. It's all wonderful. It's all healing. If you're working with us with power retrievals or soul liftings or whatever you may be doing, we are all a unique spark of the infinite. God got us all that is, and each of us are here to express that uniqueness in our own way so that the infinite may experience itself through us. Never, ever, all right, if you're not willing to do it for yourself, at least remember that you are a spark of the infinite and honor that within yourself and honor your experiences because of that. If you won't do it for yourself, do it for God. God is all that is. I mean, I happen to be one of those people that laugh at myself nonstop. And, you know, every time I do a show, I get to live it, either before or after. And last week's show was about being, what was it, Squirrel?
Neutral.
Neutral, right?
Yeah, if you'd wrecked both of your cars, right?
Yeah, this is after I wrecked both my cars. It was about staying neutral. And then I had a series of events that were unbelievable. It was like a sitcom at my house. Everything broke or started, you know, buzzing, or, you know, I couldn't get a comforter out of my washer, and I had to... It was one thing after the other after the other. My dog got hurt, etc. Everybody's fine. Everything is fine. Nothing was permanently broken. Nothing needed really to be fixed. It was just my reaction. Instead of staying neutral, and I laughed, I have bruises from the 2x4s from this week's experiences. literally. And as I'm in the process of getting everything put back together the way it was before. even my Lexus partially self-healed. And this is what I look at when we talk about unlimited consciousness. I actually live in a house with my car has such a consciousness. This is the second time it's self-healed from an accident. I don't know how it does it, but it does it. So, you know, and I sleep here alone. That's got to tell you something. We are living in an amazing and wonderful experience of thinking that we're all separate and apart from each other and autonomous when, in fact, we really are all one, a concept that continues to baffle all of us but will become more and more clear as time goes on because we're both. We are having an experience as being autonomous. It's Lazarus calls it, it's not, and Bashar. It's not this or that, it's this, that. We are both. We are autonomous in our own unique self, and we are all one. It's something that philosophers have played with forever. Through the power retrievals, I've had an opportunity to see over and over again the way that people have played roles in our lives by agreement to be the bad guys or the bad girls. And we've written such amazing scripts for this lifetime and created many obstacles to be certain that we wouldn't miss what we came here to do. And it makes me giggle because some of us really don't even realize how creative we have been. When you life review and take time, it's so important. And I have my son telling me this, to life review and look at things that have happened in your life that you thought were traumatic or distasteful or you didn't like doing or even things you did like doing and start looking at the themes of what was your life about, what directions did you go in and why. It's like a puzzle. You start being able to put the pieces together. Okay, I was trying to head myself in this direction. Okay, I needed to gather some of this and some of that, and I needed to have obstacles here and open doors there. You begin to be able to look at it more compassionately instead of judging yourself and start to see a theme, which I hope everybody will do because this is the greatest fun, the greatest excitement on this planet, is discovering what you came here to do. And everybody wants somebody else to tell them. I don't want anybody to tell me what I came here to do. I want to find it on my own. I mean, that's like opening a present before Christmas.
Right? That's a good point. That's a huge, hugely good point. I love that.
Yes. The more empowered we become, the more we use tools to change our beliefs and set intentions, work with our child and adolescent, reclaim our power from perceived perpetrators of our negative experiences, and come to peace with every experience. The more we step out of victim and martyr and realize that we really do create it all. Those people you think are creating problems for you in your life will shift because their contract will be over when you get it. This is the part I love. Will everyone get it? There may be some exceptions, but don't take it personally. They may have gotten lost and forgotten who they are as well. And this is where strong boundaries come in. We all learn those over time. Loving but firm. Do your work with the knowing that your empowerment, using your tools and forgiving yourself and others, will lead you to the life that you truly came to live. And I can feel you, Squirrel. She's so mean. Time to go into channel, Jackie. Time to go into channel.
We are kind of at that point. Yes, we are.
I am. And
are you ready?
pushy. Okay. I know we have some questions tonight, so.
We do. We have time constraints, I know.
I know. All right. Now, based on tonight's show, if I start having these major, you know, things appear in my house, not that they don't anyway, but things that I'm not used to, I am going to be unhappy. I just want you to know. I've had all the breakthroughs I can handle for a while.
Okay, Jackie, well.
Oh, she couldn't help but complain, could she? All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome.
She's feisty tonight, for sure.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is. All right. Welcome, Squirrel, and to all of you listening. Whether you're listening tonight live or you listen to this in the archives, as always, a joy to be with all of you. This is a wonderful subject, and what the channel failed to tell you is all the magic that came with all her experiences, all right? All the beauty, but she had to get out of her own way to see it and stop reacting instead of responding, the very thing she talked about last week. So we also laugh. We find her very entertaining, just so you know. All right. No limits. You're all moving into the most extraordinary time. We are very excited for all of you. Discovering more and more of who you really are. Thinking small will not fit where you're all going. And none of you want to be at the end of the line, we don't think. Unless you think it's safer there, and that's up to you. Letting go of thinking that you're small, insignificant, broken, undeserving, you know the list, isn't going to work anymore. Going to interfere with all the wonder that's available to you. You're on the cutting edge, people, especially right now. You have access to tools. Dear Bonnie created this wonderful book. She's got a beautiful website with lots of tools on it. We work with those who want to go back and heal and unhook from the human lineage and be more neutral with the collective, all right? You're all contributors to the healing of planet Earth and of humanity. The concept of limits will soon, all right, be something you laugh about. I can't believe I thought I was limited. What was I thinking? And that time is close. And the more you let go of the idea that you're limited, the more rapidly you'll move, the more excited you'll be about changing core beliefs, about healing at every opportunity. You're here as the bridges. We've told you this over and over again. oh, you've heard the words bandied around about no limit thinking, etc. And even the way they present it, it's limited. We want you to go to limitless, which can't have a limit. Limit is the antithesis, the opposite. It won't fit with limitless. It can't. Many of you are struggling with deservability. Well, I don't understand. My reality is not matching up with this. What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. Other than what you believe, what you haven't forgiven, either of yourself or others. Oh, maybe you've got some shame shoved in here, shadow stuff over here. And that's all part of your process, being willing to get to it, pull it out, look at it, feel the rage, feel the anger. Any of you who are invested in being the good little girl or the good little boy are going to have a problem because you're convinced you don't have any of those things, and we promise you, you do. Don't be afraid to say, I've got anger, I've got rage, I've got resentment. Get to the bottom line of it. That resentment's working against you. Why? Why? Those are the things that are making you limited, not the world. You. The tools are there. Changing core beliefs. We get feedback constantly from people we work with. I've been to Bonnie's website. I'm working with a belief changer. Oh my God, my whole world is changing. For many of you, it's, can it be that simple? Oh yes. Writing intentions. We started the very beginning with this work. Writing intentions. What do you want to create? What are you intending to heal? Bonnie came along and she added some wonderful things to her intentions about everything being easy and elegant and so on. And she's created a life that reflects that. She's that clear with her and 5 pages of intention. She didn't miss a thing. All right. She never does. We know that you're limitless. You're the ones that don't. We're having a wonderful time watching you discover, opening doors to discover how powerful you really are. We've said it before, we'll say it again. You were sold a very poor bill of goods, all right? You came here, all of you, to show others how to do it, to be living examples. Give it to yourself, people. Give yourselves permission to do it. It's not always easy. You're going to hit some sorrow, some pain, some other things. That's all right. Be willing to walk through that. You've got a life full of garbage, for crying out loud. Not all of it. To not be willing to use the tools that are provided that can create freedom and joy and wonderful and an amazing life. Oh, yes. An amazing life. That's what you're here to have. A no-limit life. Now, Squirrel, you've got some questions. We don't want to take up too much time.
I do have a couple of questions. The first one comes from Liz, and her question is, I have noticed from time to time that I have expanded consciousness. I get surprised by being able to do things like read someone else's mind or knowing the dialogue on a new TV show before actors say their lines, etc. I wonder, what is the switch that brings this ability on and turns it off, and why does it occur at all? I love that question.
Oh, that's a wonderful question, Liz. All right. Well, there is no switch other than your own consciousness. You're in the process of tuning in and turning on. All of you. You're all going to have experiences, breakthroughs here and there and here and there. You used to call it deja vu because it happened rarely, but it was, oh, I've been here before, or I know this store, but I've never been in this town. Now, dear Liz, it's coming through in bigger chunks. Knowing what someone's thinking, what is that? That's telepathy. All right? There are many races, part of ours as well. And when I say ours, we mean, notice I, we mean all of ours that communicate telepathically because words take so damn long to get anything across. So we communicate telepathically in packets of information. It doesn't take time to exchange information, ideas, everything is faster than that, but that's the best we can do. You're evolving, Liz, all of you are, to a time when that will be the natural state. So you get snippets of it here and there. What happens with you, however, is you judge it. Oh my God, I'm reading their mind. Boom, it's gone. Instead of flowing with it. As being a natural state, a more natural state than what you're in. We repeat this, a more natural state than what you're in. Moving out of limitation. How exciting is that? All right. You're moving into no time as well. Now, we've talked ad nauseum about how time and space are really shortening up, all right? You had a lot of time before where you would have a thought and it would manifest. You don't have as much time anymore as the channel learned this week. That this is why the show is about reacting versus responding. When you react, you immediately go to the negative. Now, some people go positive, but generally speaking, if there's a problem and you react, you automatically go to this is broken, this is bad, this is to a judgment that accompanies it, and you're stuck in limitation. When you respond, and the optimum way to respond is that this is going to be easy, simple, a perfect solution with no stress, no struggle, with ease, as Bonnie would say, and elegance. Now, you'll be amazed at how quickly that will manifest. Now, in no time, knowing the script for a television, of course, you pop from the future back, right, into the present, where you've already seen it. And again, we've talked about this. You'll be able to access other lifetimes. Begin to incorporate the gifts and talents of those lifetimes, not just human, mind you. And take a little vacay to other life experiences. Pop in on that collective consciousness you're a part of over here. Or your friends on Sirius. Or in Andromeda, or the Pleiades, or Alpha Centauri future, Esasani future, past, present, and future are all accessible on the other side of the veil. So you're popping through the veil to a degree, you see. And all of you will be experiencing more and more of this. When it happens, don't judge it. Flow with it. Flow with it. Have fun with it. Now, try not to be invasive with people, right? You don't want to pop into someone's mind, but when it happens, all right, understand that you're telepathically communicating, all right? It's going from mind to mind. Oh, we think it's great fun to watch you play with all of this. Now, on and off switch, just be willing. More meditation would be good. Open your consciousness as much as you can, Liz. You're on your way, and you're going to have a great deal of fun with this. Now, there are some people who communicate even now, and as they speak words, they send pictures. Many of you that work with us are doing that between each other. With the channel, you can say a few words and she sees the pictures immediately. You're transmitting the pictures with the words. And this is going to be so much fun. Many of you are doing it without realizing it, in that somebody will mention a person and you'll tap right into them. How did I know that? You're feeling it through the person that's communicating to you about that person. Oh, you have so much fun ahead. It just gets better and better from here. And dear Liz, thank you for writing. We enjoyed your questions. They were wonderful. Wonderful. Gave us an opportunity to share some of that. Thank you. Blessings to you, dear one. All right.
Okay, our next question, this one comes from Yolanda, and she writes, Dear team, I have been trying to explore the potential of the human mind, but we are limited only by our individual beliefs or unbeliefs as to whether we can accomplish a thing or not. I also believe that we are not prisoners of fate, but prisoners of our own minds. Do you think I am correct or not? Is our individual mind...
All right, take it a step at a time. Take it a step at a
time. Okay,
squirrel.
You want us? We'll stop
there. All right,
for
let
now.
Us address okay. that first.
Okay,
all right.
Of course.
All right. Yolanda, dear. Of course you're prisoners of your mind. Absolutely. That's the game of Earth. That's the reason you only use a limited portion of your brain on Earth. That is going to increase. It's in the process of increasing now. But yes, you are prisoners of it. And especially if you decide you are. When you change your mind, and you change your beliefs, And we would recommend that you do that. We know you know how to, Yolanda. From I'm a prisoner of my mind, all right, to the new belief, all right, however you want to phrase it, you're not a prisoner of your mind if you decide you're not. Make friends with your mind, especially you, Yolanda, because in your mind and your beliefs, your mind is a problem. You feel it limits you and it frustrates you. Turn that around and make friends with it. And believe enough, all right, that you can go further. Don't decide what it's going to look like. Allow the universe to color in between the lines for you, all right? Go further with it. Explore. Stay out of frustration. Stay out of less than. Stay out of I'm not enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not whatever. And explore. It has nothing to do with IQ. It has everything to do with imagination. And being willing to receive, having a tremendous desire, which you do. All right, next part of the question, Squirrel.
Okay. This is a long question, so hang in there. Is our individual mind power all that is required to create and experience a kind and quality way of life that we desire for ourselves once we become keenly and consciously aware of the fact and make a conscious and intentional choice to discover how to utilize the limitless creative power provided to me and everyone else on this planet in a way that harmonizes with whatever vision, hopes, dreams, and desires we hold for ourselves?
Yes. Again, back it up with intention. Back it up with changing beliefs that stand in the way of you believing that you can have it. What comes up for you when you decide, yes, I can have it all? What comes up? What is the little voice that says, what makes you think you can? You're not tall enough, short enough, thin enough, fat enough, wise enough, old enough, young enough, rich enough, whatever. Look for the things that stand in the way of you absolutely believing that to be possible. Very important. And then change the beliefs around them. Next part.
Oh, that's it. That was the last question.
Oh, good. Well, it wasn't that bad at all. It was very good. Now, Yolanda, we want to say to you that we love that you're exploring very big concepts. And that's an indicator that you've moved from feeling trapped and limited to exploring limitless possibilities. And we congratulate you on this. And we know that you work hard, dear one, that you're dedicated to shifting your reality, to taking responsibility for creating it an entirely new way. And you've made massive changes. Massive changes. We are thrilled to see everything that you're doing. You're all capable, every one of you, of going as far as you can conceive and perceive, as far as your intentions and desires, as long as you remember to change the beliefs that get in the way. especially things like, oh, crap, I'm always wrong. Oh, I can't do it and everybody else can. No, that's not true. If you all have the same tools and you have an instruction book, Bonnie, you're all on equal footing. That's why her book is called The Map. Here's the map. Use the tools. Now, we will throw in here. All right? For you star beings, human lineage is tough. That's why we do what we do here, to help assist you, to shed the weight of that. And all the programming that came with it. So that you believe enough as you use those tools that it'll work. Well, I wrote my intentions, but nothing's happening. Where's your excitement? Where's the energy around this? This is not a shopping list. It's your excitement. It's your life. Get excited. Put some energy into it. And as we said, work with your child. Work with your adolescent. You've got to bring them along. They need to have a relationship with you. They're damaged. They're sitting in time and space. They're real, by the way, people. They are real. They exist. And the only one that can go back and help them is you. That's another piece of it. Does your child trust anybody? Is your adolescent still an ego? Look at me, I can do anything, I know everything. We're not talking about you specifically, Yolanda, we're talking in general here. Or the young adult that went out into the world and got terribly disappointed, who really believed, let me just get out of school, watch me set the world on fire. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Yes. You're all working. Working. You create your reality, no exception. Whether you believe it or not, whether you choose the way you create it or not, you're creating it all the time. And we promise you, you don't want to be a passive creator. It will get you in trouble.
I think we're going to have to say goodnight. We're at the top of the hour.
All right.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Thank you so much. We didn't even get to any of your questions. All right. Oh,
many of them were already answered. Thank you.
All right, good. We would love the opportunity to work with all of you tonight, if you will call us in, dear team. I want to move beyond what I believed was possible. I'm ready to put aside the ceiling that I have on what's possible and explore limitless possibilities. Whatever my higher self and you, the team, are willing to open for me, and be excited about it when you go to sleep tonight, people. And now, it may not happen exactly tonight. You may not pull it out for a couple of nights, that's okay. Or it may pop in suddenly during the day. Oh, I had this experience. I just remembered it. It may happen to you during the daytime. You go to walk into a room and suddenly a flash was there. I was in this magical place or that dimension. We're so excited for all of you. Sky's the limit and beyond. Know that we love you all so very much. Squirrel, we love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much.
It is a joy and a pleasure for us to be with you, to share with you, to love you, and to support you in your journeys. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh. Good night, everyone. Oh, we're over time. All right. Good night, everyone. I love you. I love you, Squirrel. Thank you so much for tuning in. Watch your thoughts.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true. Thanks so much, Jackie.
Love you all. Good night.
Love you, Jackie. Good night, everyone.